Pieces of eight. Early, gold hunters show up with wading boots, windbreakers, wide-brimmed caps, sunglasses, their gold detectors dipped into frothy water. The sky, water, and beach run together like a tightly edited film. Everything in this landscape moves, but seems to stand still. Clouds blow past, waves roll in, seagulls take flight. A raven stops on a fence. Shell seekers prowl, and the gold hunters are left alone with their devices. They wear headphones to keep their ears listening for upticks, bleeps of sound, excited electronics. All movement cancels itself out like white noise on a television. If you are still and look straight ahead, all you hear is the wind, and all you see is the horizon, frozen in the moment. Spanish galleons crossed these waters in the 16th and 17th centuries, taking gold from the Americas back to Europe. For as much as was lost at sea, many times more got safely back to vaults and banks and the king's treasury. The gold funded wars, New World exploration, luxurious court lifestyles, foreign affairs, palaces. Merchants became rich, pirates created legends, and their names were stolen by professional football teams. While our prospectors move methodically, a middle-aged surfer adjusts his gear and prepares for another trip out. Not very big waves, I suggest. They're big enough, he smiles. I am a beginner. Beginning anything new in your 50s is something to write about. This much older than a teen shows me his black wetsuit that helps insulate him from the cold Gulf of Mexico water. Who is to say who's having more fun? Those hunting gold, swimming, or riding waves on a surfboard? It's a gorgeous day where land meets sea, whether you are on the sand or in the water. Old dogs are always learning new tricks.